Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for Trials Change Lives. Strange as it might seem at first, trials can help people who volunteer to take part but then don't actually join the study. Helen McNaught from Cambridge in England tells us her story and how it changed her life.
In August 2013, I was expecting my second baby. I was approached by a research midwife about joining a trial that monitored expectant mothers with a higher than normal BMI, which is a risk factor for gestational diabetes. The aim was to support women throughout their pregnancy in maintaining a healthy lifestyle and to help them avoid developing gestational diabetes, which can lead to complications such as having a large baby. I attended a screening day where the research team took lots of information from me and I had blood tests along with a glucose tolerance test. And much to my surprise, the results showed that I had already developed gestational diabetes. They discovered this when I was just 12 weeks pregnant, and within another 4 weeks, I was already needing regular insulin injections. But it meant from very early on, I was monitored closely and I had lots of support from the gestational diabetes team. If I'd not gone along to take part in the study, my diabetes may have been picked up routinely when I was 26 to 30 weeks pregnant. So knowing so much sooner helped me watch closely what I was eating, and it went a long way to explaining why I'd felt so incredibly poorly. So for me, even though I probably didn't contribute much to the trial, I was so glad that I had opted to be a part of it. I now have a very healthy, bouncy, 14-month-old baby boy who we called Robin.
If you want to listen to more in this collection of podcasts, search on the internet for Trials Change Lives and follow the link to the MRC methodology hubs.